This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Tomorrow, we'll get the latest read on inflation with the release of the Consumer Price Index for November. Then on Wednesday, we'll learn what the Fed plans to do about it. Analysts are expecting another interest rate increase, though maybe a smaller one this time, after several months of high but slowing price growth. As of the last reading, annual inflation was running at 7.7%. But fighting inflation is a long race. And as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports, the last mile may be much harder than the first.
Grappling with inflation is a marathon, but it starts off as a sprint.
Areas where it's very normal to have frequent price changes, we've seen inflation already come down dramatically.
Laura Veldkamp is a professor of economics at Columbia.
So at the gas pump, for example.
And the inflation that was a direct result of the pandemic, everyone buying goods online, supply chains breaking, all that is evening out. Adobe reports online prices, for example, which lean heavily towards goods, actually fell 3% in November. Freight rates have come down by 2/3 in a year. That kind of stuff should bring overall inflation down pretty fast.
I think there's a good chance we'll be down to 4% by the end of 2023, and maybe sooner than that.
But then there's everything else. Sarah House is a senior economist with Wells Fargo.
Getting inflation all the way back down to 2% on a sustained basis, that's going to require a cooler labor market.
Labor is most businesses' number one cost by far, House says.
Until you get labor costs growing at a slower pace that looks more consistent with the Fed's 2% target, you're still going to have an elevated pace of inflation.
Wages have increased the most at the lower end of the income spectrum, even outpacing inflation for some people.
Which is, from a social perspective, a very good thing.
Marcus Brunemeyer is a professor of economics at Princeton. So wage inequality is shrinking a bit.
But it also means, as low-income workers often work in the service sector, there is more price pressure, so inflation in the service sector will potentially stay higher for a longer time.
But right now, a lot of people are pushing for wage increases just to keep up with the inflation we've already had, let alone what's coming. That is a tough cycle to break. So how long will it take to get back down to 2% inflation? Experts say years. It will take years. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.